the people of deviation with many narrations, they come and they say to you, these narrations were only applicable at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Such and such a hadith, it was only applicable at his time. For example, the covering or the uncovering of the ankles for the men. That the men should not lower their garments below their ankles at any time. Not just in the prayer, any time. So people will come along now, the so-called mashayikh, the scholars as they title themselves. And they are not scholars whatsoever in any respect. They are scholars of evil. They come along and they say to you, no, these types of rulings were only at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In that time, because of various instances and various issues, they had the ruling that you have to keep the clothing above the ankle. Our times now, the society and the way it is, we must lower it below the ankles. So now again, upon their own understanding and their intellect, they can't understand and comprehend how can we walk around now in the society with our trousers above our ankles. And the reality is the kuffar do 1,000 things worse than that in terms of the appearance in society. They wear clothes which are torn on purpose. Clothes that are torn on purpose. And that is something praiseworthy. That is supposed to be something praiseworthy that you wear clothes that are torn on purpose. They wear clothes that are on the verge of falling off their bodies. And that is something praiseworthy. So when a person comes along and says, no, but you have to mix with the society. You have to fit in with the society. How can you walk around and your trousers are raised above your ankles? But then those same people, do they not look at the people now out there? For them, tearing your clothes on purpose is something praiseworthy. Wearing clothes that are practically falling from your body is praiseworthy. Wearing clothes that you can barely fit into is praiseworthy. And yet the person comes along now, these scholars of the Ikhwan al-Muslimin and their likes, and they say, no, but you can't now, the society, you can't take your trousers above your ankles by half an inch or an inch, which is sufficient. If you're not able to do more than that to half of the shin, as long as it's above the ankle, it is sufficient to implement the ruling. To such an extent, it would barely even be noticeable, the reality is. So, when these people come along with these types of fatawa, then they are based upon their own desires, the same with the beard, they'll give you the same rulings. But now the people, the society, it looks weird to have a beard, it looks strange to have a beard. You have to cut it down, you have to take it right down to the size, which is very small, less than a fistful, nothing near a fistful, just so you can match and fit in with everybody else. Again, this is not the way of the Muslim. You have those other individuals out there, without religion, without anything, who couldn't care less. Those people, whatever their names are and how they call themselves, with their extended beards and their extended hair growth, with their locks and all types of things, they do all of that and they don't care. Yet the Muslim, these so-called scholars come along and they say, no, you have to fit in. Nobody is going to oppress you upon that. Even the kuffar, when you look at their rules and regulations and constitutions, etc., you cannot discriminate against a person for these types of things. A beard, nobody will discriminate against you for that. No kafir is going to say to you in this country, you have to shave it off. A person from his own choice decides to have a beard, there's no issue in that. For the kuffar, from their point of view. So now for a scholar, for these so-called scholars to come along and give these fatawa, then it is really falling into this error. That they are attempting to interpret these narrations with their own desires, with their own understanding of their society and everything else. And in reality, you should practice this. You have to practice these narrations and implement them as the sunnah, it comes with them. And there is no harm in that. There is no opposition in that. Now a Muslim grows his beard. There is no opposition whatsoever to any of the laws of this land. What law of the land are you breaking by growing your beard? Nothing whatsoever. So why they come along now, the Ikhwan al-Muslimin and these scholars? No, but the society, whatever else. So, a person must be aware with regards to these narrations regarding the sunnah, that it is upon you to accept them and implement them, even if it is beyond your understanding and comprehension as to how these particular narrations are. You know that they are authentic, you know that they are from the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, and he does not speak from his desires, therefore it is upon you to practice and to implement them.